ברשוס כל הכל הקודש הזה. First, I would like to thank the Gaboim for enabling me to be a part of this Yahre Kala here in Manchester and all over the world. Thousands of Yidden have dedicated themselves over the last 2 days to be marbe be yeshiva umamayit b'schira, and it's be'emes a great zchus to be a part of this kiddush Hashem. I imagine that in olam o'emes Yoshki is appealing the Beis Din Shalmalo and claiming that this is all in his zchus. If not for him, there'd be no Yahre Kala. But they don't take him seriously. Just push him back down the chimney. I'd like to begin with an old Yiddish joke that is nigea to tonight's sugya. There were three mashumodim, three Yidden who lo yaleinu had converted to Christianity, omzuch gishmad, and they were sitting on a park bench together. And they were talking about what led them to Shmad. Why did they make this choice? So the first one said, I had a court case. There was a libel case. Everything was stacked against me. Things looked terrible. And they told me, if I convert, then they'll let me free. No. So I converted. Then the second Meshumad, he said, I'm embarrassed to say, but when I rang a fallen, I fell in with a goiter, and she said that she'll only marry me if I convert. So I converted. So then they turned to the third Meshumad, they said, no, what about you? Why did you convert? He said, me was haste. He said, no other reason. I converted because I believe this is the true faith. I believe that Yoshki is the savior. That's why I converted. So the other two said to him, was to sein gesund. Aber seid Michel, das kannst du dir zählen für die Goyim. That you can tell the Goyim. Don't convince us. We know the truth, and we know that you know the truth. And that, of course, is the emes. Every Yid knows the emes. Every Yid has an neshama bekirbo, an neshama that's kosher lemalo. And he knows b'nishmosoi as Moshe emes for Teirosoi emes. But over the last few years, we've experienced what's really a heartbreaking phenomena. Over the last 5, maybe 10 years, young people from our kehillas have been questioning their emunah. Boys and girls, they've been asking questions on the yesidus of emunah, questions that were never asked before. And in too many cases, they've even left Torah and mitzvahs with the claim, at least, that they don't believe anymore. Perhaps it's not so well known, but the present chinuch crisis that the UK is undergoing has been caused in a great part by detractors from within our own kehillahs, by young people who have become disillusioned and have left, and lo yaleinu have been malshin on the chinuch haTorah of Klal Yisrael, a kiyum of the shteitim posuk in Yeshaya, Maharsayich u'machrivayich mimeich yetzeu. Our destroyers have come from within us. And so, without going into the causes, there are so many theories of why this is happening. But it's b'chayenu to do whatever we can to respond to these new ruchos of kfira. Rav Shach, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, he once said, he told that the Chofetz Chaim, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, when he was an old man, in his later years, he was seen to have taken on a new hanhoga. And every day after Shachris, the Chofetz Chaim would open a Bereshis, a Sefer Bereshis, and he would learn the parasha of Bria So'ilo, from Bereshis till Vayinofash, every day. So they asked the Chofetz Chaim to explain this new hanhoga. So the Chofetz Chaim said that he feels that there are ruchos of kfira. Winds of kfira are blowing. There are organizations, there are movements, the various isms that were raising their heads. And he's frightened, he said. He's frightened for his emunah. So every morning the Chofetz Chaim sat and he learnt Kisheishas Yomim Osa Hashem Es HaShomayim Ves HaOretz, to be mechazek his emunah and to protect himself against the new ruchos of kfir. That was the Heilige Chofetz Chaim from Alte Yoren when he was an old man. And the Chofetz Chaim, of course, was the Mamin, their grace of Mamin. And it was then, and Afal Pikein et Meiregehat. So Manoi Maranon, we have to find ways to do what we can do, to make the chizukim that we can make connected these ruchos noirois of kfira and prikas oil for ourselves and for our children. Over the last few years, there are a number of organizations that have dedicated themselves to teaching emunah. They go to our moistus, to moistus hatoira, and they teach the ikrei hadas in a way that hadn't happened over the years. But they've understood that there's a need now, a need to talk through the yud gimel ikrim, to talk about metzias Hashem, to talk about teirim in hashamayim. And they're doing amazing work. There's no question that the work they're doing is crucial. But I'd like to talk, b'rishuschem, about an akuda that is so poshut, but maybe often missed. And it comes before and after the yesodus of emunah that we're teaching. Because it's not just the words we say to our children, but more than the words, it's the message behind the words. Everything that our children learn comes to them b'masira. It comes from a parent to a child, of libnoi, from a rebbe to a talmid. B'kiyum mitzvas v'hoidatom levonecho v'livnei vonecho. Everything that our children understand about the Eibishter, about Elikus, about Torah, about Yiddishkeit, about Emunah, it comes through us. It comes from people. And what's so important is not just what we see, but who is the person saying it? And how it's said? They're taking it from us. So how do they look at us? And what do they hear from us? I'd like to make a disclaimer. When I was preparing this shiur, I began to realize that it might sound a bit mussary, which is the last thing I want to sound. So I just want to make it clear that both as a parent and in the world of chinuch, I'm struggling with all the difficulties and challenges that we're facing today. And I know how hard it is to put this all into practice. But I'd just like to share some experience to give you a bit of a flavor of my situation. As Reb Lezer mentioned before, a few weeks ago I had the zchus to be at the EU Chinuch Convention. So I was invited there to speak about Chinuch. Anyway, 2 or 3 weeks before I went, I was in my kitchen at home and I said something. I can't remember what it was, but it seems it was wrong. And one of my teenage daughters said, "Daddy, I can't believe you're going to speak at the Chinuch Convention." So that's where I'm coming from. But I'd like to share at least my experience. And in my experience, sadly, over the years, I've spoken to many young people who have struggled with emunah. Some lo aleinu who've be'emes ultimately left. And at least in my experience, I haven't taken a survey, but from what I've seen, every single person who had issues with emunah or had issues with Yiddishkeit had some negative experience with a person. They had some experience, sometimes with a parent, often with an ish chinuchi, with a rebbe, with a teacher. There was something about either the person who was Moisa the Torah, or the way it was given over. And therefore, and again, chas v'sholem, this isn't about blaming ourselves or anyone else, but it's just the emes. The emes is that's what we're hearing from boys and from girls. It's true, they may come with philosophical questions, and they may have tainas as long as the golas. But when you talk to them, it's always about people. It's about the Moisa HaTorah. It's about the people who were in positions of authority. The people who were the ones who were showing them the way. And something disturbed them. And so of course, We need to talk more about Emunah than we used to. And of course, it's important, more than in previous years, to teach the Ikrei Hadas. But Rosh V'Rishon, we need to ask ourselves, Mi Ho'ish, who is the person? Who is the parent? Who is the Rebbe? Who is the Moisa HaTorah? The Mishnah says in Maseches Ovos, Hu Hoya Omer, it's a hemshech of Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Hu Hoya Omer, Rabbi Akiva said, Yid has three chavivios. There are three expressions of love that every Yid is zoicha to. Aleph, Choviv Odom, Shenivro B'Tselem. An Odom is created, B'Tselem Eleikim, Shenema B'Tselem Eleikim, Osos Odom. It's the most amazing fact about a human being, that somehow he reflects Eleikus, he's created B'Tselem Eleikim. Nochtem steht in Mishnah, Chavivin Yisroel, Shenikru Bonim Lamokim. First, there's an Odom who's a Tzelem Elikim. On top of that, there's another Darga. This Odom is a Ben Yochid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, the Yid is the Eibishter's Ben Yochid. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Bonim Lamokim, Shenema Bonim Atem Lashem Elikeichem. And then there's a third Darga. When Mekablei HaTorah, there's an extra chavivus of having been given the Torah. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenitan Lohem Klichemdo. They were given a Klichemdo, the Eibishter's treasure. Shenema Kilekach Toiv Nosati Lohem Toirosi Alta Azoivu. That's the Mivne. That's the way a Yid is built. He's koidom and odom at Tzelem Elikim. Of them, he's a ben, bonim atem lashem elikeichem. And on top of that, he's a makabel atir. On top of that, he's zoiche to have received a kli chemdo. In order for Torah and for emunah to be miskabel in the hearts and the minds of our children and our Talmidim, they have to see in us all those three chavivyos. They have to see in us the choviv odom shenivro b'tzelem. They have to see in us and hear from us the chavivin Yisrael shenikru bonim lamokim. And they have to see in us and hear from us the Chaviv in Yisrael Shenitan Lahem Kli Chemdo. That's the way that Torah is Nimsa. That's the way Torah goes through. Choviv Odom Shenivro B'Tselem. Yid is created B'Tselem Elikim. If we teach Torah, and we do, that's what we're all about. If we're teaching Torah, we're teaching Emunah, then we're representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no way out of that. That's the emes. And our children and our Talmidim, they see us that way from a very young age. And over the years, they see us as he's the one, or she's the one who's giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message, Bishmoy Kelu. Someone showed me a survey that was done in America, and it's only a survey, and it may well be wrong, but it's interesting. an organization, a very professional organization, did a survey on why children leave our kehillas, leave the Olam HaCharedi. There's a long list of reasons. But what's fascinating is that the highest percentage for why children said that they left wasn't all the usual. It wasn't learning difficulties or bad parenting or bullying. The highest reason was, they said, that somehow or other they were disappointed in the people who were their leaders. They were disillusioned. They were disillusioned by the mechanchim, by the madrichim. Now, of course, it's poshut. They're using this as an excuse. That's poshut. But we mustn't let them have that excuse. If a child learns from a Baal Midos Tovis, from parents who are Baal Midos Tovis, from Rebbeim who are Baal Midos Tovis, then the Emunah goes. The Emunah goes in with every shear. The Torah goes in with every shear. If not, if the Moisa HaTorah is Choser B'Tzelem Elikim, then how can we hope? How can we hope for them to learn Emunah? How can we hope for them to learn Elikus from someone who isn't reflecting Elikus? Reb Shlomo Freifel, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, he was a most remarkable mechanech. He was the Rosh Hashiva of Shaar Yoshuv in America. There's a book about him, Reb Shlomo, which is an amazing insight into real chinuch. So I read there that in his yeshiva once, one of the hanhola, one of the rabbonim, came to him with something he'd confiscated from one of the bochrim, or something that you weren't allowed to have, and he'd confiscated it. So Reb Shlomo said, the first thing is you have to give it back. So then we'll deal with the boy, but first you have to give it back. So the Magid Shir said, he said, how can I give it back? It's forbidden, it's something we don't allow here. So Reb Shlomo said, you're right, he said. The bocher is not allowed to have it, and we'll have to make sure that he doesn't. But if you confiscate it, then he'll say the Rebbe's a ganav. And then you won't be a Rebbe, you'll be a ganav. Of course, every school, every moshav has its systems. Perhaps this isn't always true. But the nakuda is a shtark nakuda. The child has to see in us that we're upright, that we're honest, that we're emistic. Ki ato elikim emes. What we're teaching is emes. We're teaching the emes of emunah, the emes of Torah. So if the Moisa HaTorah is in some way or other seen as not being emistic in his speech, in his business dealings, so how can it be over? How can it pass over? How can emes be taught from a makir that isn't emistic? The beautiful Taich from Rav Hirsch on Betzalmenu Kidmusenu. The Pasuk says, Vayoyim Eleikim Nase Odom Betzalmenu Kidmusenu. So Rav Hirsch says in one pshat, he says that Kidmusenu is Miloshen Doim, which means to be silent. And he says that when two things are very different to each other, when two things are a contrast, then they're said to be screaming at each other. He brings the German Schreiende Gegensatz. I think in English we say screaming contrasts. When two things are different, they're screaming at each other. When there's a similarity between two things, then they're said to be silent. So he says, Rav Hirsch says, we can't be expected, we're not expected to be like Hashem. No human being can be like Hashem. But what's asked of us is to be kidmusenu. That means that in our whole being there should be nothing that contradicts Elikus. Nothing that contradicts Emes, Avo, Tzedek, Kedusha. So that's the first Chavivus. Choviv Odom Shenivra B'Tzelem. I know these are Dvorim Pshutim, but they weren't always poshut to me, so I want to share them. We sometimes just forget this, that it's the person who's teaching the Emunah who is either effective or not. And his effectiveness depends, Reish V'Rishon, on how much he's a Tzelem Elikim. And of course, when he positively expresses Tzelem Elikim, Midas Tovis, then he can get through to the child, to the Talmud. Punk, last week I had a story. Again, I want to be maktim, I don't always get it right, but punk, once I did. There was a boch in yeshiva who came from, not from England, he came from another country. Very fine bocher. But he had issues, concerns with Ashkofer, with Emunah. And he used to come and talk to me. We had a good kesher. I struggled with it a lot. It wasn't easy. We had difficult conversations. He had questions and tainas and backwards and forwards. Eventually he left yeshiva. And I don't think I'd really been matzliach to convince him. Actually, when he left, he gave me as a present a sefer from more the left of Klal Yisrael. He especially went to get it. He couldn't get it locally. He got hold of it in order to sort of give it to me, to show me, you know, read this. Between us, I enjoyed reading it, but I didn't quite get it. Didn't quite make it with him. So last week, it's a few years ago that he left. So last week, he knocked on my door. He'd come with his wife, he's married, he's got a child, and he'd come with his wife to visit Gateshead for some reason. And he knocked on the door, and I'd heard that after he left yeshiva, things weren't so good. He'd gone to study, he'd left the Oilama yeshivas a bit. But he came to the door and he was again looking like a Ben Torah. And he came in and he told me about his life, and he's now still studying a bit, but he's learning half day, and he seemed fully back. So he came to visit, and in the course of the conversation, I sort of mentioned that was our kesha. I said, I remember we had those conversations together. So he said to me, he made a vek with the conversation. He said, there's one thing I remember. He said, when I became a chosen, you rang me up to wish me mazel tov. He said, das gedenk ich. And I could see, it was so clear to me that all the discussions, and of course they're important, of course we must never push away a Talmud, a child who wants to talk. But achrikech leisakel, what we really get through to a Talmud is if he feels that this person really cares for me. So that's Aleph. There's Choviv Odom Shenivra B'Tzelem. Nachdem steht in Mishnah, Chavivin Yisroel Shenikru Bonim Lamokim. Again, Dovo Poshet, but Dovo Poshet that has to be pointed out. Our children learn from us how to be misyachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. our kesher with our Kodesh Baruch Hu is. They don't just learn that there is a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They learn who the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is. They learn how we live with him, how he relates to us, and how we relate to him. And so many children, this is something I can ever say from years, so many children grow up with the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this scary koyach that's just out to get us. They've learnt about the pachad, they've learnt about the yiro, they've learnt about gehenem, but they haven't learnt as chavivin yisrael shenikru bonim lamokim. They haven't learnt the endless avo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for every yid. Zoya Kodesh state elmole have a yodin bnei nosho rechimuso derochim kudsha brichu liYisrael. If Yidden would know, if people would know, the avo that Kodesh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, havushagin kikfirayo lemirdef abasrei, they would be roaring like lions in pursuit of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And of course, it's din ve'is dayan, and of course there's schar ve'oinish, and of course we have to teach schar ve'oinish, but we have to teach reish v'rishin, that we have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it doesn't matter how much we'll convince them, bifrat b'doireinu, which is a doir of comfort, a doir of finding the easiest route. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is presented as being hard, as being unforgiving, if Torah is presented as something that's close to impossible to do, you know, you try your hardest for 70, 80 years to be an Erech Chayid, but of course you'll go to Gehenna in the end. So they're not going to want it. And too often it is presented that way. Now, for wonder to myself, every year on Rosh Hashanah in Uman, there are hundreds, maybe thousands of young people who were disillusioned, who became disinterested in Yiddishkeit, and they've left, they've disappeared, and they turn up in Uman on Rosh Hashanah. And I sometimes thought to myself, you know, what are they there for? What pulled them there? And the Teretz is poshut, that they were told, Uman, Breslov told them that the Eibishter loves us. And so they thought, there's some hope. And I sometimes think to myself, why didn't we tell them that? We may have our differences with Breslov, but they're not about whether the Eibishter does or doesn't love us. That's kula almaloi pligi. Why didn't they hear that from us? Bifrat. Over the days that are heavier days. Elul, Yomim Niroyim, the 3 weeks. More and more we have to be careful, because again it's a doer that doesn't like discomfort. More and more we have to be careful to present it right. This is the emes. We're not talking about being the salaf the emes. This is the emes. The emes is that the Eibishter does love us. Ohavti eschem omar Hashem. And the emes is that despite the fact that there is schar ve'onesh, but our kesher with our Kodesh Baruch Hu is a kesher of avo. And when that isn't communicated, then they're put off. A few years ago, I may have mentioned this in Manchester before. A few years ago, I had the terrible experience of having to do with a young Hasidish bocher from the most beautiful family who left completely. Eventually left. He left Yiddishkeit completely. And he was by us in yeshiva before. I spoke to him for hours. So towards the end, you know, he was going already. made it quite clear that he wasn't staying. So in a conversation I said to him, I said, you know, Mottl, wasn't his name, I said, you know, I just don't understand this. I just want to ask you something. You've been, for 20 years, you've been part of a Hasidische Kehillah, a warm, beautiful Hasidische Kehillah. You come from a wonderful family. And you're telling me you're just going to walk off and leave it all behind. Is there nothing that you're going to miss? Is there nothing that you'll find hard to give up? So he said to me, he said, of course there is. And he said to me, he said, Shabbos. He told me Shabbos he'll miss. He told me that Shabbos with his parents he'll miss. He loves the Shabbos Suddus at home. Yomim Tovim. Family, he said, the way Mishpochus work in our Kehillahs, I'll miss that. But then he said, and Mamish went through me like a knife. He said, but I won't miss Yomim Neiroim. And then he said, I won't miss Elul. And I wondered to myself, how many Bochrim are feeling that way? How many Bochrim, given the choice, if they could take a pill on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul that gets them to Simchas Torah, of course, with Mechila, Slicha, and Kapora, and Agud Gebench Diyo all thrown in, if they could just miss out the whole thing, would be more than delighted to do so. And ever since then, I've been trying so hard every year to make sure that Yomim Neiroim, Middagamtzim Neiroim, is presented together with the Bonim Atim Hashem Elikecha. So that's the second Nakuda. It's not just telling them there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, it's how we tell them there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. It has to be the right Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a well-known story that a Yid came to the Kotzke. He said to the Kotzke, he has a problem, he said, a Gleipnish, he doesn't believe in God. So the Kotzke said, don't worry about it. He said, the God that you don't believe in, I also don't believe in. Plus, I have the wrong God. We've got to make sure that we're giving our children the right God. Don't just tell them there is a Rabbeinu Shleilam, but tell them who the Rabbeinu Shleilam is. And then, finally, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenitan lohem kli chemdo. Torah is a kli chemdo. Torah is the Eibishter's treasure. Avas oilom beis Yisrael amcho ohovto. Torah u'mitzvahs chukim u'mishpotim u'som limadato. Torah and mitzvahs are an expression, the ultimate expression of the Eibishter's ahava. And again, that has to come through. They have to be hearing that every day. They have to be seeing that every day. They have to see that the Torah is a kli chemdo. About 100 years ago, there was a gezeira not so different to the gezeiras we're going through. In Russia, there was a gezeira against chinuch al pi Torah. Was worse. It was, they didn't want to teach Torah at all. And there was an asifa of Gedolei Olam of the time. So they were discussing what to do. The sort of Russian equivalent of Chinuch UK. So one of the Rabbonim stood up and he said he has a suggestion. He said that maybe the government just doesn't understand how much it means to us, how much Torah means to us. So he said, why don't we take the tefillah of Avo Rabo and translate it into Russian? And translate for them. Let them read how we mispal every day, Ovinu, Ho'ov, Ho'rachmon, Hamarachim, Rachim, Oleinu. We mispal to the Eibishter, we mischanin. The same belibeinu lachovinu lachaski lishmoy alumidu lelamid v'hoir ineinu b'seir asecho v'dabik libeinu b'mitzvisecho. If they see how much the Brentons, maybe they don't realize how much it means to us. So let's translate it into Russian. we'll send it into the government and Ulay Irachim. So Rabbi Tzalponovich, as Eichad Tzadik Livroche, he was there. And he stood up and he said, it's a very good idea to translate Ava Rabba into Russian. He said, Oba ich mein, if we're going to translate Ava Rabba, let's translate into Yiddish first. He said, if we'll know what Ava Rabba means, like Nevelin Brennan for Torah, for Avoida, then one way or another we'll get through. They won't be able to take away our chinuch, al taras hakodesh, if we understand Ava Rabba. Amamila, again, it's Dvorim Pshutim, but everything we teach has to come from within. We can't teach what we're not passionate about, not as parents and not as teachers, not as Rebbeim. We can't teach Torah, we can't teach Kedusha, we can't teach Tznius, unless Sabrent. If we think back ourselves to our own Mechanchim, it was often the person who wasn't Dafka the best speaker, wasn't the one with the best ideas, but the person who got through to us was often the person who was the real thing, who themselves was the genuine article. I heard once, B'Shem Rav Shach, Zeichel Tzadik Livrochel, they came to Rav Shach with a Shaila, one of the Chadorim in Eretz Yisrael. They had a choice of two Rebbeim. They had a choice to employ one of two Rebbeim. So one of the Rebbeim was an excellent Rebbe, a master Rebbe. It seems his background was a little bit schwacher, and seems they felt he was good, he was an Erl Chayid, but something felt de Bren. He was missing something of the Eish Kodesh. The other Rebbe was nowhere near as good a Rebbe. In teaching, in his teaching methods, he wasn't as good. But he was more the real thing. He had this Eish Kodesh. So they asked Rav Shach, which one should they take? So Rav Shach said, Avada, they have to take the second one, even if he's not as good a Rebbe. And Rav Shach said, I'll explain to you. He said, the first Rebbe, he said, he'll be teaching the class. And you know, sometimes happens, he'll knock a sefer, the sefer will fall on the floor. So the first Rebbe, he'll pick up the sefer, he'll give it a kiss. And then he'll use the opportunity, like every good mechanech, and he'll say, you know, here we can learn Kovod HaTorah, Kovod HaSforim, and he'll explain to them, he'll talk to them, maybe he'll quote Mamori Chazal. He'll use it as an opportunity to teach Kovod HaTorah, beautiful. The second Rebbe, Rav Shach said, he said, the sefer will fall on the floor. He'll pick it up, he'll give it a kiss, and he'll say, Oy! Rav Shach said, Otodeh Oy Velechom. So that's the oi that they need to hear. That they've got to hear that krechts, that geschrei, that sefer gefallen auf den Erd. So that's the chaviv in Yisroel shenitin lohem kli chemdo. I heard once that Rav Moshe Bloy, Zichrono Livrochi, was once on his travels. So he ate Friday night by his achsanya, wealthy balabos. One of the children, during the meal, one of the children was playing with muktzah. So Rav Moshe Bloy said to the balabos, he said, tell him, Ton is Shabbos. So the balabos said to him, close him. He said, leave him. It's a clean kid, little boy, it's okay. Anyway, a while later, during the meal, the same boy was playing with a decanter, you know, with a crystal decanter. So his father said to him, "Lose up!" He said, "Leave the decanter." So Moshe Bloy said to him, "Lose him as a clean kid." He said to the balabos, "said the difference between me and you is," he said, "Ich," he said, Ich hab a ganze Shabbos in a zerbrochene Dekanter. Ich sag, du hast a ganze Dekanter in a zerbrochene Shabbos. Aber Al Kuponim, that's the Nekuda. Chaviv in Yisroel, shenitin lohem kli chemdo. They have to see in us that the Torah is everything. The Torah is unser kli chemdo. So they need to see the Tzelem Elikim. They need to see the Bonim Lamokim. And they need to see the Kli Chemdo. We have to be the right person. We have to speak about Kodesh Baruch Hu in the right way. And we need to live His Torah with the understanding that this is the ultimate expression of Ava. When Alakoil, we need to have real Ava for our children. Because the tzinur, the way to get through to anyone is with Ava. When there's real love, when we truly love our child, our Talmud, then kemen oifton. Then our words will be niskabel. If there isn't, then it doesn't matter how much we darshan. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, it's an interesting Pasuk, an interesting description. The Pasuk says, Ki azo kamoves avo. Avo, love, is as strong as moves, strong as death. It seems an interesting way to be magdir avo. Ki azo kamoves avo. So I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Modche Greenwald, others know him as Dr. Greenwald, he had a grace of tzaddik. He said, he writes in a sefer as well, but I heard it from him. He said that, you know, we think we're in control in life. We can manage. He said, but everyone knows that there's one kirch in the world that you can't fight. And the Malach HaMoves comes and knocks on the door, then, you know, there's nothing you can do. Moves hopmanish can koyach, can neged moves. He said, Shlomo HaMelech is saying there's one other koyach. There's one other koyach that's as powerful as moves. Ki azo kam moves avo. Avo is a koyach that can't be withstood. When there's emes avo, when the child, when the Talmud, the Chanich feels that his parent, his Rebbe, his teacher, loves him be'emes, then that will have to break the walls. Ultimately, eventually, it will get through. The beautiful story that's told about Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, Zeichu Tzadik Livrocha. He was Rosh Shiva Petach Tikva. A very thought through mechanech, and once in his yeshiva Oyer Yisrael in Petach Tikva, there was a bocha. It was some years ago now. In those days, the Yetzer Hara was to go to the cinema. So this bocha began to slip out at night, and he went off to the cinema. And Rosh Shiva didn't know about it, but his chaverim knew. So eventually they came to Rabbi Yaakov Naiman and they told him that this is what's happening. This bocha, he's wandering off and he's going to the cinema. So the Rosh Shiva said, next time he slips out, call me and I'll deal with it. So the next time they saw that he's slipping off, they could see where he was going, they quickly called the Rosh Shiva Rabbi Yaakov Naiman. So he ran out and he intercepted this bocha. And the bocha was walking towards the cinema and Rabbi Yaakov Naiman was coming from the other way. And the bocha looked up and some shvatz gevor, and he thought, that's it. You know, the Rosh Shiva's chapt in mamish by the ex to zach. So Rabbi Yaakov Naiman came over to him. He didn't ask him where he was going. Didn't say anything. He just said, you know, it's so cold. Why are you out without a coat? And he took off his coat And he gave it to the boy. He said, I'm going home. I'm going straight home, but you're going somewhere, so take my coat. The boy didn't know what to do. You know, he had how to handle it. So he took his coat and he went. And he went to the cinema with the Rosh Shiva's coat. And he sat in the cinema. Not long after, he came back. He came back to yeshiva. He was chayza b'tshuva. Became a choshev Talmud Chochem. He said he sat in the cinema and he said he didn't see a thing. He said that the warmth of the Rosh Hashiva's coat ot me'arum genunum. I was enveloped in the warmth of my Rosh Hashiva's avo. So I couldn't see anything, I couldn't hear anything, and it didn't take long before he was back being kisli beis hamedrash. Rabbi Yaakov Naiman could have called him in, he could have given him a drosha, he could have sent him away, but he understood, ki azo kamoves avo. And where there's avo, where we still have that kesha of avo, then we can be mashpia. The emes is, even without our children knowing, if there's avo there, then a father is mashpia, a mother is mashpia. It's even without saying anything, it's a metzias. Avo is a tzinir of ashpo. And Mela, that's what I wanted to share. We're living in times where Beli Shum Sofik, whether it's Ikvas of the Mashiach, it's the threat of technology, it's other Sibbos, the Metzias is that there are Ruchis that there never were. And Vimizogan, it's Bechayenu to Bishema this Gacheles, the Emuna Tahira of Klal Yisrael. And side by side, of course, with talking about Emuna and with teaching Ikrei Hadas, but first and foremost, we need to be the people, we need to be the Emes HaMoisrei HaTorah. Just be Messiah with a beautiful anecdote. The Kalev Rebbe, Kiyodoi, went through the war, and he once told that when he was in the ghetto, and they were rounding people up and sending them off to death camps, and he was still one of those left behind. He survived. And one day in the ghetto, he was looking out of his window. He was very meyuish. He knew that hundreds of people were dying of hunger and disease and being rounded up and killed. He was looking out of his window, miyush, and a strange sight caught his eye. He saw, every day he saw, a little boy went out of the ghetto, just out of the ghetto fence, and there was the train track that went to the Gehenim there. And every day this little boy jumped over the fence and ran up and down the train tracks. And he was screaming something, he was repeating something to himself again and again. And after doing this for a while, he'd come back into the ghetto. So one day the Rebbe went out, he called the child over, he said, come here, my kid, I want to ask you something. Well, what is this? What are you doing every day? The little boy looked at him, he said, Rebbe, I'll tell you, a few days ago, my mother was taken away from me. And he said, she was grabbed by some soldiers. And she was thrown onto a train. And I wanted to go with. I tried to get close to her, to be with her. And they didn't allow me. And I jumped on the train and one of the Rishoyim got hold of me and threw me to the floor. I tried to get up and the train started to pull away. And as I stood there crying, my mother called out to me and she said, "Vergesst nicht, mein Jingle." She said, "Never forget. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod." So this little boy said, he said, Rebbe, I'm so worried that I'm going to forget. So every day I go outside and I run along the train tracks and I say over to myself, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. He said, that way I'll never forget. And b'chaste Hashem, we're living together with our children. and together with our Enochlich, but Allah Kuil Rish Virishim, it's our chrayas to make sure they never forget Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echod. And if we do whatever we can to be the people who are roi to be Moisra Atir, to be the people who our children will want to hear, will want to listen to. As Demel Thet Mazoich has answered, it's Yavta Dishmaya. The Shema Yisrael, it's Zayn Shema Sheiris Yisrael, while Yoivad Yisrael, O Imrim Shema Yisrael. Yes, 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 yes